My guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight is one third of a band of siblings from the Sugarloaf area. He and his bandmates have very tight vocal harmonies and ever-evolving songwriting chops. And here to tell us about his band of brothers and to share one of their original songs is Drew Diltz of the Diltz Brothers Band. Drew, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
A pleasure, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
What I think is pretty amazing, first of all, is that you recall the exact moment when you and your brothers, Wayne and Alec, decided to form your band, Thursday, April 23rd, 1992. What is the significance of that?
My brother, Wayne, my oldest brother, the guitar player, he moved to Los Angeles. I lived out there for 7 years, came back probably a bit disillusioned with the LA music scene, and we coaxed him back to beginning band with my other brother, Alec. The night he moved home from Los Angeles, we both drove across country, was indeed April 23rd, 1992. So what better a date than to classify as our inception? So here we are.
Go over who plays what within the band.
My brother Wayne, the oldest, is a guitarist. We all sing, lead and harmonies. My brother Alec, the middle brother, he is the lead vocalist and plays some incidental instruments, some piano, guitar, drums. And myself, the drummer and piano, we're all vocalists, lead and harmony. My brother Wayne and Alec are a year apart, and then from Alec, I'm almost 4 years. So there's about a 5.5 year gap among all of us.
What is it like having that dual relationship as bandmates and siblings?
That's a great question. That was always a very seamless transaction, I feel, with us, because I think had it not been for the music, we probably would have all gone in separate directions. When you have such an age gap difference in your teen years, you couldn't be more polar opposites with one another. You're either into girls or you're into sports or your own various art forms, whatever it may be. This was our one true art form that luckily we were all able to harness and execute together. So we're fortunate for that.
How supportive is the rest of your family regarding your music?
They have always been very supportive, mostly from the beginning, too. My parents were very instrumental in not only giving us the gift of music, but the gift of their help and their belief in getting us going and helping us with ads and coming to the gigs and helping us with our CD production and very behind-the-scenes stuff that we couldn't be more appreciative of.
You guys are all from Sugarloaf, which is a place with a ton of creative energy. Tell us a little bit more about that.
My parents moved up here in 1968, halfway through starting their family. They own a shop in Sugarloaf, a frame shop, so they're both very creative. My father is a frame maker, and my mother was the proprietress of the shop. She would do the mat fitting and put the pictures in, so there's a very creative element there in the village of craftsmen, so they were right at home as far as where their talents laid.
I think that the Hudson Valley area in general has always had a palpable creative vibe going back hundreds of years, long before Washington Irving's time and more. Sugarloaf is a place where one can really feel it going on.
Yes, indeed. A lot of the people who are there now were a lot of the originals and are still there, but as any town will do, it'll evolve and things will change, but very much the core craftsmanship of the village has remained intact, and my parents are one of the original artists.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is Drew Diltz of the Diltz Brothers Band. Drew, how do you and your brothers come up with your original songs? Do you write together, or do you bring finished ideas to the other two?
It's pretty much both, Kathy. What happens is basically one person will come up with a song idea, and then everybody else will work to try to change it, but I think ultimately the goal is the same, that we're all trying to get to the same island, no matter if we swim or take a plane or whatever it may be. So we all really culminate and write the songs together. One person may be more of the architect on a certain song, but we all create it.
Do you generally write melody or lyrics first, or do they kind of come together?
Sometimes it comes together. I think the melody is the one thing that really creates the song, because then you can form your own chord progressions and know where the song is headed. I think without a melody, that very much is the skeleton to a song, and everything else really is the embodiment.
Do all of you sing lead at one time or another, or do you always stick to the same tenor, baritone, bass parts for your harmonies?
We always stick to the same parts. My brother Alec and myself will switch between the lead and the higher harmonies depending on what inversion or register we're singing. But my brother Wayne will generally do the lower harmony, and he doesn't sing lead as much. My brother Alec is the lead singer, and I'll sing almost as much as he does. Lead vocal, that is.
You guys have done 3 independent albums to date. Where did you record them and who produced them?
The first one was at Far and Away Studios, which is no longer. It's over in the Goshen, Chester area with Jeff Gray. And then we started the second one there and then finished it up at Don Lonick Studios, an old friend of ours, Don Rote. That's in Middletown, New York. And the third one we did as well, Don Lonick Studios, and A. Pauling Studios with Peter Moshe. He's gone on to record the likes of many national artists, Daryl Hall, most notably.
Tell me about your musical influences, Drew. As our listeners will hear in a few minutes, I'm sure the harmonies of the Eagles must be in there somewhere.
Yes, it's very evident with the song Hold Me Tonight that you'll be hearing, but the main three that we grew up with were America, CSN, and the Eagles. Again, the barn where my father made his frames. Those Southern California bands were always playing Buffalo, Springfield, and Poco. And so I think that very much our songwriting didn't really come out of nowhere, as evidenced with this song, but rather it incubated. And I think at the right time, these things came out. So that was really the big three. Those three bands, America, CSN, and the Eagles, were the big three that were really prominent in our upbringing.
I can hear a little bit of Pure Prairie League, Firefall, those bands from the same era, too.
Yes, many of them my favorites, too. I love all those groups, and it's one of the reasons why I love light rock stations and WHUD among them.
Are there any musical newcomers that you like as well?
Yes, very much. On the heavier side, myself, Foo Fighters, but I think the one that we all agree on is Zac Brown Band. And he's really bringing back a lot of the old school craftsmanship in his songwriting and his singing. They're all fantastic musicians.
Do you think that there's a common thread among all of your favorites?
I think so. I mean, my brothers actually had really gotten into the heavier stuff when we were younger, like teenage, more of the metal type bands and then prog rock bands. But I think myself, I've always kind of fallen into the more melodic groups, more of the Southern California sound. Again, I heard it a lot as a kid, so couldn't really avoid it if I tried.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, Drew Diltz of the Diltz Brothers Band. Drew, are you and Alec and Wayne planning any local gigs for the next couple of months?
Well, we haven't had anything currently booked. I think that's something we're open to discussion for. We played for quite a number of years, and the music is always there. The interest is always there. I really hope to.
Do you have any social media links so that our listeners can hear more and keep up with you?
Yes, we do. Our main link is our Facebook page, Diltz Brothers Band, and we also have a YouTube page and just started an Instagram page as well.
And that's D-I-L-T-Z as in zebra, Diltz Brothers Band. The song that we're going to play tonight is called Hold Me Tonight, as we've mentioned. And this song has a very interesting backstory. Tell us more.
This was fall of 94. I was watching Urban Cowboy on TV one night and a section of the movie where they're dancing to Anne Murray's Could I Have This Dance. So I actually began playing along to it and stayed in the time signature and then just kind of drifted off into my own sort of progression. And from there, this song was born. 20 years later, here we are with Hold Me Tonight. We had it remixed and remastered with our friend Keith Crane of Sky High Music. That's what you'll be hearing tonight.
Drew Diltz of the Diltz Brothers Band, many thanks for being my guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. The best to you and Alec and Wayne and continued success with your music. Here are the soaring harmonies of the Diltz Brothers Band with Hold Me Tonight on 100.7 WHUD.
My-